Okay.
Well, I don't know what I did to David, but
that
man,
was tremendous.
David has been giving me the business all week.
You called it out yesterday.
It is. We can't.
Okay. All right. It's 4 o'clock.
There will be no unity.
That was emotional.
Till we end the black on black crime.
Listen, the Tigers are the focus. We'll deal with black on black crime later. That'll be in the 5:48.
Yeah.
What's your opinion? Kenny's
you,
walked out.
What do you
out.
Have to say about it?
No. Let's start the intervention. I don't want to do this.
How's black on black crime in the 5:86?
Kenny's interested in the 7th race at Keeneland. We've got Tiger talk. Torkelson, day 2. We started yesterday. Pre-game, wanted to follow up post-game. I think he's the difference between 84 and 90 wins. If he's this good, if this is who he's going to be. And I understand. Please, I beg of you. I know it's 11 games. But just don't be Captain Poopy Pants. That's coming from me. It's okay to say, you know what? He has helped power winning 7 out of 8. He's got 8 extra base hits in 11 games. I mean, do the math on it. Is it sustainable? Probably not. But he's helping you in a time you need it most. So that's where we kind of started. Winners of 7 of 8. You've already got the series locked up. I think you played your most comprehensive game today. No defensive gaffes, no errors, power. Scooble was excellent, which is just what we're spoiled. We've come to expect it, which is why it's going to suck when we have to trade him. But look.
We're not doing that right
now. No, we're not doing that show. The point I'm making.
Wyatt Langford.
No. Oh, man. Imagine him in this lineup. My God. But Brewers, Twins on the horizon. Maybe this team get off to a little hot start. 7 of 8 is nothing to sneeze at. So let's get to the people. Kenny, didn't James call in first and then we lost him and you put him back on? I want to bump James to the front of the line. I mean, he was first. I don't know what happened. James, welcome aboard. How are you?
Hey, Mike and Rico. How are you guys?
Good, hey. Brother. What's going on?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, but long-time listener. I just wanted to say I was at that game today, and, you know, Scoop scared me right off the bat. 2 on, no outs. But mentioning Kevin Costner here, I think he cleared the mechanism and got out of that inning pretty quick.
Listen, he cleared the chamber and got to work. I mean, but James, when we talk about Torkelson, do you believe he's the X factor, that if this is who he is, it elevates this team to a completely different place?
Well, when you said that, I wrote it down right away, Mike. He's the difference between 84 and 90 wins. I had us at 91 wins. I mean, you said not even Jesus believed in him. I'm standing right here. I believed in him.
Good for you.
And I know. When we got rumors that he's going to the Mets in this, I was going to lose my mind at Sky Harris because that would have just been a waste of our, you know, last 3 years with him, but or longer than that, honestly. But, you know, I think he is the difference. And you were speaking a little bit earlier about our goals to get to 500 when Meadows comes back and Wenzel gets back. I don't even know if we got room for Veerling the way the bats are going right now.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. Now, that is face of the franchise, Matt Veerling. You watch yourself.
I got to shine baseball, man. I love the guy to death. I call him Matty Ice. But, I mean, the way McKinstry's swinging the bat right now, you can't take him out.
Yeah, watch me. Listen, I'll ride with you on the torque thing. Are you? Yeah, watch me. You put McKinstry in a Ziploc bag and put him back in the drawer. Veerling is a really good defensive player, and he can play multiple spots. No, I mean, I bust his chops because some of these Tiger cultists, they act like he's, you know, George Brett. Enough. He's a role player. Take it easy. Let's go over to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, bud?
Oh, good afternoon, and hey now.
Hey now. What's up?
Yeah, so driving home from the game, I'm on 94, going 27 miles an hour. Cool.
Fantastic.
This is horrible. I hate this commute. No, I took the day off, or I took the afternoon off. I found a $13 ticket in the first row right next to Javi Baez. Oh. And I said, I'm going. And I'm so glad that I did, because you know what? I knew Carlos Carrasco was pitching, and I remember watching him in Cleveland. He was, you know, average, and he's only gotten better. Congratulations to the Yankees.
Well, now, you know, Matt, I understand we're in Detroit, and I just want to offer one note. We are down 9 yes. pitchers to the IL. This was not a plan.
He's going to be a Columbus Clipper soon, I'm sure.
Exactly. This is not optimal. But, okay, talk to me about Torkelson and the question I've asked. I mean, do you believe difference?
I think, yes, he is that right-handed bat that they didn't sign in the offseason. And I think Scott Harris, at least early, we should give him his flowers. for being patient and not overpaying. You know, I mean, he did offer the largest deal to Bregman, but, you know, he didn't want to take his money.
No, and but here's the thing. It's not... You can't separate them. You would be better with Alex Bregman. I didn't want that contract, but the bottom line is, no, they... Imagine if you added a bat, plus Torque was doing what he's doing. Now we're talking about something different.
Sorry. I'm just so pleased that Torque was able to take the offseason, get serious, get better, and it appears to be paying off. We will see. Yeah. You know, 162 games is a long time. We got 150 left. So, you know, but I like where he's at. I like that he was serious. And he took his medicine. He went down to, you know, to his, like you say, one-bedroom apartment down in Toledo. And, you know, he did what he needed to do. And kudos to him.
And you know what? Look, here's the one thing. And, Rico, I don't know if you agree with this or disagree. It doesn't matter. When you're in a situation like the Tigers and you know you're short offensively and you have injuries, right? We always focus on, well, you know, you got to be good late in the year, the playoff push, the whole thing. It doesn't really matter when you're good, when it's all hands on deck. So if Torque provides 25 or 30 games at the start of the year mm-hmm. and then ceases to exist, it's not like it didn't count or didn't help you. No. We were all sitting here paralyzed with fear to start the year, like, man, no Parker Meadows. They didn't get a right-handed bat. Gleyber died in the first 10 minutes of the year, and you go, okay, he's helped you. In a big way,
yeah.
Get out to 7 out of 8.
He's bridged the gap. And it's not to say that they would end up being the 84 Tigers. But
No.
But the games that they won early helped them later because they didn't play as great a baseball later on in the year. So you're right. The wins are the wins. If he could bridge the gap now and just keep this thing afloat, because that thing, that's really all we're asking. He's going out there. He's getting it done. And like the caller said, hey, he took the demotion, and he wanted to get better, and he has gotten better so far. And I see that, as I told Dave, there's a swag in him. Like, he's not up there thinking that the bubble's going to burst. He's up there with confidence at the plate, like, yeah, I belong in the major leagues.
David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind. We'll continue with the callers as well.
A Tigers team will easily win 90 games. They won 86 last year with an awful offense. This team is hitting now. They are top 4 in MLB and OPS. Okay. Can we make Torpedo Bat a thing?
No.
That's from Mike G.
Absolutely not. Okay. We cannot.
All right. Rodgers going down might be a blessing in disguise, guys. Dingler has hit everywhere he's been. Chance to be a starter now.
Yeah, but you lose a lot that you don't see in a stat line. Rodgers is a very good defensive catcher, and he calls a hell of a good game. I mean, I just, you got to be careful with stuff like that with the catcher position. But, and I also, no disrespect to anybody, can we not act like Dylan Dingler is Mike Piazza in his prime? Not trying to be rude.
No, the best thing, you know what, but he should be able to give Rodgers some days off.
Yes.
And that's all you're really hoping for.
David, go ahead.
Trying not to get too aroused, but imagine this team with Meadows, Torres, Perez, and Vierling back in the rotation. Jeans equal tight.
And two words. Ready? You better loosen those jeans. Wyatt Langford. Oh, wait. We drafted a 12-year-old.
He'll be up here soon. He's riding his bicycle.
Sure. Right. Once we get to Mars, right around the same time length.
He's just riding his bike.
Be cured. Okay. That's rude. Was that a little bell on it? Ring, ring. Thank you.